Hello, this is Steve here. Back in 1826, the Pasha of Egypt, whose name was Muhammad Ali, wanted to improve relationships with France. And so he decided to send the French ruler, Charles X, a giraffe, because there'd never been a giraffe in France before. So he sent his minions to go and find the prettiest giraffe they could. And so they found one. It was called Zarafa, which means the charming one in Arabic. And they shipped Zarafa to Marseille, and three cows went with her because she needed 25 litres of milk because she was only 8 months old and hadn't been weaned. That was 25 litres a day, of course, not over the whole journey. They landed in October 1826, and then she began a walk to Paris. They had a rest in Lyon. 30,000 people came to see her. 41 days after they started, they arrived in Paris, and she was presented to Charles X. They moved her into a greenhouse, and over the next 6 months, 600,000 people visited her. There was a giraffe craze. There were hats and clothing and hairstyles and all sorts of stuff, including this piece by Fernando Carulli, a very well-known Italian composer for the guitar and guitarist. It's called La Giraffe à Paris, Divertissement Africo-Français, or The Giraffe in Paris. It starts off quite weirdly. I think that might be a representation of giraffes wandering about the Egyptian desert. But then it turns into basically a rondo, which is like a musical sandwich. It has a theme, something else in the middle, and then the other side of the sandwich back to the theme again. Zarafa lived until she was 21, a good age for a giraffe, happily ever after in the Paris Zoo, where she was treated much better than she would have been treated by the lions in the wild. So it has a happy ending. There's a French animated film about the story as well, if anybody wants to look it up on the internet. Here it is then, The Giraffe in Paris.